Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Members of Congress are examining Secretary of State Antony Blinken's testimony on the U.S. military's chaotic exit from Afghanistan last month. Blinken faced a second day of difficult questions from both Democrats and Republicans, this time from members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The Democratic chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Menendez, calls the withdrawal, quote, fatally flawed. The ranking Republican, Jim Risch, questions how the Biden administration can describe last month's airlift operation as a success.
Despite the enormous efforts of our troops and diplomats on the ground, the preventable tragedy that unfolded at the airport in Kabul was a disaster of leadership and of the administration's own making.
Secretary Blinken says no one predicted how quickly the Afghan government would fall. He's also reassuring lawmakers he's committed to helping Americans and Afghan allies who were left behind. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
California voters, many of whom are frustrated with costly COVID-19 restrictions, have two major questions to answer today. Should Governor Gavin Newsom keep his job? And if not, who should replace him? The leading Republican candidate in today's recall election, Larry Elder, is hoping to get the state's top job. In a final campaign push, Governor Newsom enlisted the help of President Biden, who warned voters that Elder was a Donald Trump clone. Voters are heading to the polls in Boston to select a mayor who will serve a full four-year term. Steve Brown from member station WBUR has more.
Five major candidates are battling for the top two slots in the nonpartisan election. The scramble for Boston mayor started earlier this year when former mayor Marty Walsh was named labor secretary in the Biden administration. Since then, City Council President Kim Janey has been serving as acting mayor and is on the ballot looking to get the job in her own right. But recent polls show another city councilor, Michelle Wu, favored to top the field, with the real battle being for second place. The top two finishers will square off in November. One thing is for certain, for the first time in history, there will not be a white man on the November ballot for mayor of Boston. For NPR News, I'm Steve Brown in Boston.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is back in China after strict lockdowns and quarantines managed to contain a small previous outbreak only just last month. NPR's Emily Feng reports authorities are again scrambling to locate and quarantine all infected people at all costs.
More than 200 cases of the highly contagious Delta variant have been discovered in southern Fujian province. Authorities have locked down the entire city where the first cluster was found. They say the variant was brought in from a Chinese parent traveling back from Singapore in August. He did 3 weeks quarantine in China and tested negative repeatedly, but still developed an infection more than a month later.
NPR's Emily Feng reporting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 200 points since the open. This is NPR News. Senator Elizabeth Warren is pressing the Federal Reserve to break up Wells Fargo. In a letter to the central bank, the Democrat from Massachusetts accuses Wells Fargo of being, quote, an irredeemable repeat offender. Wells Fargo has been repeatedly penalized by regulators for unlawful practices at the expense of customers. The firm has been fined billions of dollars. Most recently, was penalized $250 million by the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency for failing to adequately reimburse customers who had been charged improper or excessive fees. Consumer prices in the United States are still climbing, but as NPR's Scott Horsley tells us, inflation in August was slightly lower than the month before.
Consumer prices in August were up 5.3% from a year ago. That's slightly less inflation than in June and July, suggesting the pandemic price hikes may have peaked. Higher prices for gasoline and groceries drove much of the increase over the last year. Gas prices are up nearly 43%, while beef prices are up more than 12%. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, inflation in August was 4%, still twice as high as the Federal Reserve's long-term target. The price of used cars has started to come down after soaring earlier this year, and with the Delta variant discouraging travel, the price of hotel rooms and airline tickets also dropped last month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks trading lower this hour. The Nasdaq is down 20 points. The S&P 500 down 16 points. The Dow has fallen 225 points, more than 0.5% since the open. It's at 34,643. This is NPR News.